Do you want to help me with a magic trick? Is what my brother John asked me. John is a year older than I am, so at the time I was about 8 years old. He's 9 years old. And of course I want to help him with a magic trick. So my family is downstairs in our basement watching Family Matters, clearly. And he hands me a pillowcase. So I step into the pillowcase, and I'm holding it. And he says, okay, I'm going to put another pillowcase over your head. Great. Love it. Part of the magic trick. So then another pillowcase is put over my head. Mind you, this is the brother who has also taken gardener snakes and slit them, taken their organs out, and then put their skins in a milk carton and set it on fire. Also the same brother who would buy a piece of linoleum, learn how to break dance in our basement in South Dakota, and then go on to be a great dancer, play the harmonica, play football at Notre Dame, and now be in his surgical residency at Emory. So we're in South Dakota. He's 9 years old. We're doing a magic trick. So I'm standing in a pillowcase that I'm holding, and there is also one over my head. So I really can't move anywhere nor see anything, but I hear Family Matters. Sounds like a great episode. So the next thing that happens is John is getting ready the next part of the trick, and I can't see anything. So I don't know if he pushes me intentionally, which is kind of what I think he did, or if he bumps me accidentally, but somehow I fall, and I have nothing to catch me, because I'm standing in a pillowcase. So I land with my chin on the edge of the sofa and split it open. So then I reach my hand up to my chin after I'm out of the pillowcases, now covered in blood, and there's just blood rushing everywhere. So I sat with a washcloth underneath my chin while my dad chewed out John. And then thought, oh, maybe we should also take my daughter to the emergency room to get stitches. So I eventually went to the emergency room. The only time I've been there has been twice, both because of John, both times getting stitches. He's a good brother. So past all of that, and I'm glad that his surgical skills on snakes were now turned to people. So we grew up and we were, you know, just a year apart, but really did not connect on anything, and we're just very different people. He does Olympic weightlifting. I do service immersion trips to Honduras and, like, social justice work. So we don't always have a lot to talk about. He loves Notre Dame football. I like making granola. So I eventually learned that I could not, you know, I feel like a lot of times I would, those pillowcases kind of make me think of my relationship with John, because I would kind of shield myself from him because I didn't want to be made fun of, or I thought we were too different, we could never be the same. So kind of was never myself around him. And then actually on that service trip that I led in college to Honduras with several of my friends from our Catholic Student Center, there was a priest, Padre Marco, who reminded me a lot of John. Just a very charismatic man, just so loving, and had a little bit of sass to him, as John does, but just very confident in himself. And he just reminded me a lot of John. So for Christmas, 2 years ago, I wrote a story to John on, like, a handmade, like, I wrote it in hand, a handmade little book that I sewed together, because that's what I would do. Be crafty. So I made him this book, and I mailed it to him for Christmas, and I thought, okay, you know, I really hope that this is something that is meaningful to him, because we didn't get together as a family for Christmas. He's still in Atlanta, his residency, and I'm here in Baltimore. So he sent me an email after he received the present and said thank you, and of course it was beautifully made, because that's something that, you know, I could do. And he had actually thought of making his Christmas present for me, but then realized it would be awful if he tried to do that by hand, so he did not do that. And then he finishes his emails, which are always very short, and we rarely talk. We maybe talk on the phone like 4 times during the year, and I maybe see him once a year. So his email was very short, but then at the end there was a P.S., and it related to something in the story of Padre Marco that I had shared with John, is that Padre Marco was, again, so charismatic, so confident. I never really saw him have a bad day, and I didn't know what he did on his bad days when he wasn't feeling charismatic or wasn't feeling confident. So I wrote a little note in the beginning of the book to John, and I said, John, I don't know what you do on your bad days, but I still hope that you find a space to have support or find love in your life. So in his PS to the email, he did write, when I do have bad days, I just wanted to let you know I come home, and I usually want to lift heavy things. He does weightlifting, like Olympic weightlifting. You have wood in your shoes. I don't know. It's crazy. So he says, I usually lift heavy things, and then I feel better. And if I can't lift heavy things, then I talk to someone, and I usually get over very quickly. I just wanted you to know.